News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We made it to September 25. Today, we're talking about the Tom Lee Month events and maybe a comment or two about Dr. Natalicia. We'll get to that. But we are live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso, TV streaming live on Facebook page. And if the control room gives me a thumbs up, are we also on YouTube for the first time ever? That's YouTube.com El Paso History TV. So it's an interesting thing we're doing here, but this is where we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
Yes, it does. And, you know, folks can also listen to us streaming live on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where it'll hook you up automatically with the iHeartRadio system, where it will listen to us anywhere there's internet service.
Now, second hour, do you have a history moment?
Yes, I do. It's a interesting story about a former slave who lived in El Paso. She was 115 years old.
Well, there's four of us in the room here. The one to my left is Adair Margo. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson.
Welcome
Melissa.
Here.
Good morning.
And we also have Javier Segovia. Now, you're the collections manager at the Tom Lee Institute, and you will be describing their events. A word about Natalicia. You want to start, Adair? It's all over the news, but we all knew her.
Well, you know, of course, she was such an icon. And when it comes to Tom Lee, you know, I recorded my oral history with Texas Western Press. It became a UT Christmas gift. Diana was very much a part of that. And we've just... declared the Tom Lee Trail in Chihuahua, and I had arranged a trip down to Casas Grandes with Diana, Laura Bush, Tony Garza, who became governor, became ambassador. I mean, she's been so much a part of Dee's in my life and definitely part of the Tom Lee Institute. So we will miss her, but her legacy is so strong. And Heather Wilson is building on it.
Oh,
and
yes.
So she will never be forgotten for what she did for El Paso and UTEP.
2 years ago, we had her here on the radio show for 2 hours. And we got to hear all the story about her fellowship and et cetera.
On how she started out. It was fun.
She was
afraid to talk when she started out. I remember hearing her say that one time.
But the phone operator, my goodness, what a deal now. Melissa, you have a thought or two?
I just thought she was an amazing lady. One thing I always thought was, you were mentioning, our guest was talking about that she used to come to his art exhibit and such, and supported the students in everything, the basketball, football, everything. And it was really amazing, because you don't always see the heads of colleges be that involved with their students sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. She was down to earth. Kids all knew her.
And Javier, you knew her from the exhibits you did.
Yes, actually. I feel like she's just such a role model, you know, to us as students. And I'm a very proud minor, and I think it has a lot to do with her. She supported liberal arts so much, and I think that's very rare from a president of a university.
Just one last thought. When she began as president, I believe there was one doctorate degree in the school. There's over 20 now. So they're all under her.
Mm-hmm.
So she really expanded that school in so many ways. So our tribute to her. But now we need to focus on Tom Lee Month. Adair, You created the Tom Lee Institute. You knew Tom Lee very well personally. You and I interviewed him for a video.
We did. I'm grateful for you for asking to do that.
I tell you, that's now online for free. If you want to go see it on that same channel that now we're broadcasting live, on that same YouTube channel, El Paso History TV, you can go see that DVD for free and watch Tom Lee himself explain so many things. But for the month of Tom Lee... why does he deserve such a month-long celebration?
Well, I would say it's Tom as a door to El Paso. Tom Lee is not about himself. Mm-hmm. And I've showed 400 artists from 12 countries. And towards the end, you get older and focus. And I love my region. And there is no better person. He drew what he accomplished internationally in five different fields, not just the art field, but literary and the military and everything else.
Movies.
Everything. I mean, he connects us to a much bigger world, places as far away as China, but his nourishment was here. And his perspective was from being on the border. So, you know, he's in the ocean in World War II. They're saying we wanted a fresh perspective. You think we wanted a yachtsman? No. We chose you. Or we got a fresh perspective. So it's about exploring El Paso. It's not about him. He is a vehicle to do it. And he has backups that help us see things.
World,
and to have a narrative by an individual who lived here. See, he lived here.
He lived on the mountain.
He lived on the mountain.
He did.
He is our guide,
yeah.
You know, through all of these themes that we're exploring this year, just being horsemanship, because he delves so deeply into the coming of the horse and how they trained horses here. And so that's such an interesting theme to explore.
So,
like you said, it was art. It was written word. It was visual. It encompassed all the senses in many ways.
Yes, he was a true Renaissance man, and you know it was Robert Caro who really kind of sparked me to start the Tom Lee Institute. He said, you know, he was an unsung genius of our time who made it purely on the quality of his work.
Yeah.
Living by himself, not in a group where people pay attention to you, but out here all by himself on Mount Franklin.
Oh,
and to have made a mark like he did. It's a lesson for all of us. He's been a great example.
But why horsemanship this year?
Well, he wrote a book called The Hands of Cantu. Oh. He was always fascinated by these fine Mexican horses that dance. Just where'd they come from? I mean, how did they train them? And so he really delved deeply into the coming of the horse and how, you know, how they bred them, you know, off the coast of the Americas. And they came with Columbus's voyage. But periodically, they would still cross them by ships when they were so outstanding. And there were trainers of them. And so that's what Hands of Cantu is about, a domador called Don Vito Cantu, who trained fine Spanish horses.
Javier, you probably know this, but the first cowboys were really the Spaniards.
Yeah, even the Mexicans, specifically the vaquero. You know?
Yes, exactly. And they predated the American cowboy, and the American cowboy is such a big deal now. But the history of this goes back to
absolutely.
That same roots. I think it was Cortez that came across, and he pulled his ships up with all his horses and went to attack Mexico City, and he burned the ships. He says, we're not going home. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of history of horses back, and they brought the horses basically through. And the first horses through El Paso, mm-hmm. Don Juan de Oñate.
In 1598.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then how important they were to the indigenous people.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and how they became great warriors.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And in Tom's book, he addresses that. And the Spaniards saying, you know, you keep them on foot. Because they wanted, but they didn't remain on foot.
Well, it brought transportation to the people where they had been. They had moved before, but they'd never had an animal that could carry more, and they could build more. And progressed.
Right.
Well, the first major picture in your brochure, which I guess you can get here and there, is the equestrian.
Right.
And he thought that was a good idea. Tom Lee did.
Oh, yes, he did, and it's about the coming of the horse, and we will look at that equestrian monument and discuss just the labor that went into that thing. You know, it's so easy to criticize things or tear something down, but when you learn the history behind it and how it occurred and how that history is related to mestizaje,
it's the
mixture of the races in New Mexico, that history is linked to the Tiguas coming to our part of the country. I mean, it's John Hauser said we're not patting people on the back and saying they're great guys. They were human beings.
They're turning points.
Yeah, they're turning points and changing.
You know what
happened here.
It wouldn't hurt to have one day a 12 traveler being Tom Lee himself.
There's been, I think, some people have discussed that.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we could discuss it because there's nobody listening out there. Anyway, so how do you fit into this? Because I think you're part of UTEP. Right. Tell me about that.
So I'm actually working at the Tom Lee Institute as the Collections and Communications Manager, but I'm also this year's Tom Lee Fellow, which was actually a fellowship started by Deanna Dare Margo. So I believe I happen to be the fourth or the fifth fellow that has received this award. I'm already creating an exhibition at the library in UTEP, actually at the third floor in the atrium. And I'm going to display artwork from Urbici Soler and Tom Lee.
Oh, so now you're an artist yourself, I take it.
No.
No? Okay, but you're a collections dude.
Of course.
Okay, when is this exhibit at the Centennial, right?
So it's actually going to be for the entire month of October. But I'll have a special presentation on the 7th, actually. I'll have it in the Bloomberg Auditorium, the first floor of the library, and that's actually going to be at 5:30. And I wanted to tell you something funny, actually. So I actually am going to display Urbici Soler bus. And I heard that you're actually related to one of them, Baxter Polk.
Baxter was my uncle.
Yes.
And he is in some sort of clay form of some kind up yes. in the library. Drag him out if you would. I like what he did.
Yeah, so I think you should go see your uncle's head because it's on display right now.
Okay. Is it out now?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Did Urbici Soler do it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow. My uncle Baxter knew all that crowd. It was amazing who he knew. But he was a good buddy of Urbici. And when Urbici got done with the Cristo Rey monument, he was looking for work, and he knew my uncle Baxter, so Baxter kind of put him into the college system.
Right.
And my uncle Baxter was a head librarian there at one point. So the whole thing is just an amazing situation. All right. We need to take a break here, and I want to thank the control room, Mr. Andrew J. Polk. Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso. He is the guy who makes a lot of noise.
Makes the noise go through this box.
Can you get on real quick, Andrew, and tell you how we're streaming again? We're all over the place. No, don't do that yet. All right, fair enough. Taking a break. We'll take a phone call or two. What do you got?
No. I was going. You're going with you.
Okay. Back in a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com. m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549. If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you have 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. This spring, you can share your own observations about nature with scientists and play a critical role in scientific discovery by adding to their data collection. Discover more about citizen science programs such as monitoring weather, observing plants and animals, and more. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/DNC.
Have you tried learning a new language, but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help and practice they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games. Or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning motivation, Babbel gives you the tools you'll need to explore your new language. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. more ways to explore, more ways to learn. Text Babbel to 64000 to start learning a new language today. Text Babbel to 64000. B-A-B-B-E-L to 64000.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We do have an email. You want to send me one, I'll take a look at it after the show, ephistory690@gmail.com. And we're the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. And you can go there for our weekly promos. Melissa, do you remember offhand it was over 5,000, I believe, that we had people looking at that
promo
up to today?
About 5818 was the last note I saw.
Those are the people we reached just for the promo on this radio show, which is kind of neat. But the YouTube channel now is active live, and that's youtube.com, El Paso History TV. We got this show now streaming there. And also the El Paso Gold DVDs that I produced for 20 years, a dozen of them are on there for free. Take a look at them. If you're really interested in El Paso history or just kind of want to nose into it and see what's going on, that's a good way to do it. But there's another series we did for ABC7 that I produced and shot, and Mr. Bernie Sargent was the on-camera guy. Andrew did some of the production, but we put those on ABC7 in the newscasts, which was kind of an interesting thing to pull off. But they're now also archived on that same YouTube channel, El Paso History TV. And also we get comments sometimes on all those videos, and just a couple, here's one. A comment this week about the video Legends of El Paso's Mountains from Erica Lioness. I travel for work, and when I go home, it's truly unique and special. Talking about the mountains. So that's always fun. What do you got?
Well, speaking of mountains this morning, you can tomorrow, Sunday, September 26th, Celebration of Our Mountains has a hike into the Achenbach Canyon in the Oregon Mountains near Las Cruces. It's part of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument. And you can go to their website, which is celebminmountains.org, or you can call Jim Tolbert at 925-7364, and he can clue you in. Concordia Heritage Association is having an unusual fundraiser raffle. You can win a special lock-in investigation at Concordia Cemetery, and the winner will win a special nighttime investigation with them and these special people that are going to be leading this group. And tickets may be purchased online via PayPal or Concordia Heritage Association's Facebook page or in person the day of the drawing, at which will be November 6th during the annual Dia de los Muertos Festival at Concordia Cemetery.
And we've got them coming on to explain that festival. Yeah, it can be interesting.
That'll be fun.
All right, we got a Dear Margo in the house here and Javier Segovia. And it's all about Tom Lee Month on this hour and next. And where do we want to go? I want to hear this one. The ghost on Mount Crystal Ray at the UTEP Library. What is that?
So it's actually pertaining to the exhibition that will be up for the entire month of October. The reason it's named that was because one day Tom and Sarah, his wife, Tom Lee's wife, actually went up to see the huge monument of Christ, right, that Urbici was creating. And as soon as they got up there, Tom says that he was afraid because there was a man covered in limestone from the statue itself. And it looked like a ghost right on the mountain.
And it was Urbici.
Urbici Soler.
He was just covered in all that powder.
Yes.
That was an amazing feat he pulled off. Because if you take a drone shot of it straight on, it's right. A long face.
Right.
But if you look at it from right down there in the gallery area, it looks perfect.
Right. Perception.
It really is. So he did the perspective just right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of stories about Urbici. Maybe we should just do a radio show on him one day.
That's a good idea.
And maybe you could
I'd like to know more about him.
A wonderful professor of the University of Utah.
We'll get you two back in here because you guys probably have all that information.
Yes.
So that's part out of that. Now, we talked about you being a Tom Lee Fellow. How can people get involved if they want to do that?
So it's actually created for UTEP University students, but it's not just for undergrads, which is usually what fellowships are. Usually fellows are only allowed to be, but it also is for graduate students, PhD students, and it could also be for professors, as this year we allowed that to happen.
Now, are you just taking courses and that's what you do, or do you give talks, or what happens?
So, yes, I'm actually a grad student in Latin American border studies, but my undergrad is in history and museum studies.
Now, I ask you off air beginning, you went to school in El Paso. You didn't learn much El Paso history where you went.
Not really.
I harp about that a lot because I think that's one of our problems in this town.
Right.
You and I went to school here.
Right.
I didn't learn anything. I didn't know what the Mission Trail was until I was 45 years old.
It has to be your passion.
Well, no, I came back, sat in this chair with Leon, and all of a sudden, like, I'm hearing all this. I mean, Melissa, it's a fire hose in here sometimes with what we hear.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. It's stories. It's people. It's part of the life of El Paso.
And you mentioned you went to school in California. Well, they actually had it as curriculum.
Well, yeah. We just studied the missions and the history of Southern California, which is primarily on the Spanish side. And I grew up in the antique business, so I have a natural liking for history anyway. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was always fascinating. And my parents talked about family history, so that, you know, not a lot deep, but within the short period, it was interesting. So I was always taught to learn and hear and listen to other people.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, one thing I learned, I hadn't ever thought about this, but Mimi Gladstein at UTEP has been so involved with art. When we love Mimi. She's been awesome. But she said when she's from El Paso, and when she began teaching at UTEP, she wanted to travel. She didn't read Tom Lee. She became the head of the Hemingway Society, gave papers all over, and the Stein, you know, was very involved with Steinbeck. She's a wonderful scholar, but since we've started the Tom Lee Institute, she started reading and writing very interesting articles on comparing, like, the spectacle of the bullfight in Hemingway, but Tom Lee knew the inside of a bullfight. So it's fresh to her to learn about our own hometown person, and he was never integrated into curricula. So although he was on the bestseller list with those people, you know, he's never received the recognition.
I mean,
you know,
we had a better PR guy, I guess.
So
well,
anyway, it's fun.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting what you can learn through his work.
You mentioned curriculum. You've now got some of this going on in Socorro, you said?
Socorro, Holly Cobb, our executive director, she's a curricula specialist. She's been a godsend to the Tom Lee Institute. And we have how many now, Javier, like almost a dozen curricula?
I believe so.
And it's in, not only is it like Socorro, Isleta, El Paso, San Elizario, Cañatillo, but also she did one with General Mike Hagee, who was a commandant of the Marine Corps, who heads up the museum, the National Museum of the Pacific War. We have Holly created this curricula called Uncommon Valor, and it's Tom Lee and Admiral Chester Nimitz, and when they met during World War II, and recreating, she got all the actors, you know, she's a producer, and she I mean, it's just awesome what she's done, and so it's statewide, it's coming out of El Paso, but it's statewide what we're doing with our curricula, and all through Tom Lee and also Jose Cisneros, like our Mexican Revolution curricula, is a perspective of a refugee, Jose Cisneros, whose family lost everything.
Had
to flee Durango, but also Tom Lee, the mayor's son, and how they met in El Paso. And it's emblematic of how we El Pasoans like to see people do well. And the result of that relationship, and where Jose Cisneros, who didn't speak the language or wasn't able to get an education beyond eighth grade, how he, you know, he won the National Humanities Medal when I was there under Bush. I mean, he got the high, and had illustrated all these books of the Spanish borderlands, but it came through a friendship with Tom, and of course, he did it all himself. That's what I love about Tom, is when Jose thanked him, he said, "It's all because of you," and Tom said, "No, it's not. It's because of you."
Wow, Tom helped him with the opportunity.
He opened
the
door.
Tell that story about it. He came up to him when he was doing a mural down in a courthouse.
He was doing the federal courthouse.
Tom was,
and Jose, we do this on our tours downtown. Jose was working in the White House department store doing window dressings, and he loved that job because they threw away signs, and paper was precious to him.
So he used the back?
So he used the back. And he drew things that were his heritage, you know, Aztec gods and, you know, conquistadors. I mean, he did his subject matter of Mexico. And he, of course, someone who aspires to be an artist would go seek out someone who was one. And he knew Tom was working on the federal courthouse mural. And he'd stand in the corner. He told me this in his oral history. And watch Tom, afraid to open his mouth because his English was so primitive. But he said, finally, I gathered courage to interrupt him at his work.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom got down off the scaffolding, took great time looking at his drawings.
Oh, yeah.
And Jose said, I'll never forget this either. He said, I knew he didn't think that, and he smiled. And then he wrote a note to Maud Durland Sullivan and introduced him and said, you might like to show his work. And she did. That was kind of the beginning.
You brought Jose in here. He sat right in that chair. I remember
Jose's story. And, you know, and it's all, you know, you can get at those stories. And this year we're doing another one. Enrique Alfetis is another artist who was from here, a refugee who ended up living in Chicago. He and Tom roomed together.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so these relationships of Tom with these people who are just starting out from Mexico, have lost everything, and how they succeeded and they had friendships. Mm-hmm. It gives us a chance to explore some of those people we've forgotten. New Orleans, Enrique Alfetis ended up in New Orleans and did lots of public sculpture there. So we have a woman from New Orleans who's going to, actually, she's not part of Tom Lee Month. That's next year. We're doing an Oli class at UTEP.
Oh,
you're pulling in people all over the country.
Yeah.
And because you worked for President Bush in D.C., you got to reach
well, that. And also we exist so that they're looking. I mean, she knew her. I didn't introduce her to Enrique Alfetis. She knew him from New Orleans. But when she was able to find pictures because she knew he was a friend with Tom Lee. So when people Google us, they can find us.
Yes.
And then we're able to help facilitate things like this woman down in Brownsville who, you know, she's doing a show this year, but it's just like being able to call us. Well, yeah, we can help hook you to things related to the King
That's
Ranch.
Great. And networking.
It's about connecting people, really.
Throw the number out there. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's take a look at some of the pictures, because we put together five pictures of equestrian events or people and things that Tom Lee drew.
Right.
And I think it'd be interesting to look at some of those, even though we're a radio show, we're streaming live all over the place now, and you can see the pictures there. So, what do you got? And you have comments, by the way, coming in?
Yes. Cindy Medina is saying saludos and to Adair and Javier.
Yes, we actually have an event with her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Via Stash House.
That's right.
Oh, that's another
story. She is awesome.
She's a great lady. She's a character. I talked to her just last night. Let's see. We've got Good Morning from Colorado by Angie. Yes, Angie. Hello.
Angie Salazar. Yep.
And we have Las Cruces, Tucson. We've got people from all over the place listening in today. So that's
interesting.
Really great.
Well, fill the number out, see what happens. And we'll take the calls and maybe put them on here, depending on what Andrew says when he screens them.
Okay. That makes you feel
good. Well, yeah, we know some people. We don't
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco Tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Hey, El Paso and surrounding areas. Ivan Ochoa here, general manager from Sunland Park, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. I have some great news. Interest rates have never been so low, and we have a great selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. So, if you need something newer, bigger, better, or just more reliable, and you don't want to pay more, you need to come see us today.
During Jeep Adventure Days, Sunland Park, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat will do whatever it takes to get you out of your current vehicle, even if you owe up to $10,000 more than your old car is worth. We want it, so you can drive home a new or certified pre-owned vehicle for less. Save thousands in interest with zero APR for 72 months. Plus, save thousands at the all-new Sunland Park Dodge Certified Pre-Owned Supercenter. Our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs has never been better. All military personnel, all first responders receive an additional discount. Thank you for your service. Sunland Park Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, or buying a car is fun. SunlandParkDodge.com. Estamos en tu esquina, El Paso. El Paso Street. Rebate and dealer discount plus TTNL. Zero APR is $1,372 per thousand financed. On select vehicles with approved credit. Offers not combined.
One-on-one with Susan Eisen.
Setting my very first diamond 30 years ago in my garage late at night took me 5 hours to do. Since then, our priority is the quality of our work.
When it comes to the highest quality control standards, visit SusanEisen.com. One-on-one with Susan Eisen.
Every diamond in our store is personally selected and graded by me to ensure you're getting more value than what you are paying for. That sets us apart.
When it comes to expert advice on diamonds, visit SusanEisen.com.
Guys, UnTuckIt agrees it's finally time. Time to update our closets with new clothes we actually want to wear. Time to think about going back to the office or choosing a new way to work. Time to enjoy the best of fall, like long walks in the park and hot coffee on a brisk day. And that means it's time to look sharp and feel comfortable all day with UnTuckIt. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Discover the perfect fitting shirt today at UnTuckIt.com. Use promo code TIME for 20% off your first purchase at UnTuckIt.com.
Good Risings. The Good Risings podcast is a collection of 6 mini shows curated to give you a daily shot of inspiration, motivation, humor, relationship advice, and even astrology. You can choose to listen to one or all of the daily Good Risings offerings available on our feed. It's the perfect daily practice for anyone looking to lead a more intentional, mindful, and inspired life. Listen to the Good Risings podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to let you know that the Waco Tanks 27th Annual Interpretive Fair is Saturday, October 16, and Sunday, October 17. They're going to begin to emerge from a very trying year, and they're excited to provide outlets once again for the community to get out and explore. And as in years past, this year's Interpretive Fair at Waco Tanks will provide a free opportunity for the public to learn and connect with our local environment and cultures. They have traditional performers, the Tiguis show up, rock climbing, and you can contact them at 915-857-1135 and talk to extension 221.
Well, Pepe's Restaurants, where they serve the authentic New Mexican-style cuisine, is located at 6761 Donovan Drive, and you can also call them at 877-2152 for takeout and catering, which is a great, great job that they do. Pepe's is also home to the one and only margarita. The one and only. Looking for a company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to go to Monterey Asset Management. You can visit their website, which is m1ep.com. And also you can give them a call at 915-592-4549. Do you want to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then you need to call Patrick Tuttle, a top producing realtor at Legacy Real Estate Services. Give Pat a call today at 915-588-1850. And our one more sponsor we've got to mention is State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. 915-581-0000. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs today.
Also, he now includes New Mexico. So if you have
he's
a vacation.
Licensed in both states.
Yes, he did. That just happened recently. He got added that. So if you want to take care of all your needs with your vacation home and your current home or whatever you got, he can take care of it.
Or you live in Santa Teresa. There you
anywhere in New Mexico. he can cover that there. Interesting stuff. Andrew, you ready for pictures or not? I tell you what, let's do a couple of events coming up. What's coming up right away? And we're talking to Javier Segovia and, of course, Adair Margo's here.
So after the exhibition and presentation that I'll have, we're going to have an awesome event that we listed as Paso del Norte Lotería, which is at the Pancho Villa Stash House with Cindy Medina, who just said buenos dias.
Hey, Cindy!
So we're going to play Lotería, but it's not just the original Lotería. It's a Lotería that actually is about El Paso, and it has Tom Lee featured on it as the artist.
Oh, cool.
Have you been in that building in a while?
Yes, actually. I was just in there recently.
And two El Pasoans created that game, right? Javier?
Yes.
Did you notice it changed a little bit since the previous times you've been there?
How so?
You didn't see the hole in the floor?
Oh, yes, of course. Where Pancho Villa hid the
two
money.
Two holes, yeah.
There's three now.
There's three.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
I saw it. I went by after you told me that.
What'd you think?
I've only seen the two.
There's a big hole.
Oh, my. The story behind that will come out in January. Uh-huh. You won't believe that story, but you will have to. Okay, but what else you got?
So after that, actually, I really want to highlight Destination Weekend. So this is a unique experience that we've never really done during Tom Lee Month. Holly came up with this really creative idea of allowing people from out of El Paso to come experience the events, all fit into one weekend, our funnest events. And we listed it as Destination Weekend, and it'll begin on October 22nd, and we'll start with the scenic cocktail reception at the Paso del Norte Hotel, which is amazing and historical. And then we'll actually continue. You actually pay a fee, and you'll get transportation throughout all of our events that actually will lead you into Mexico. We'll have dinner at Viva Mexico.
What is that?
Viva Mexico is a restaurant that serves great food, but they also have a live performance of all the eras throughout Mexico.
Where
it's
is it?
Really cool place.
It's in Ciudad Juarez.
Okay. It's right across the bridge, the free bridge. On the left-hand side, as you just start to go past the rotary,
right?
The international rotary sign that's there. I know that because I work in Mexico.
Yeah, you do.
Right, but it's an awesome
it's a
place.
Deep place.
You know, you can learn the performance of Mexico's history just watching.
It has horses, right?
Yes,
yeah, it's amazing.
But we're actually going to have also a festive charreada where we're going to have escaramuzas, women dancers who actually almost line dance with their horses, you know, throughout, which seems very difficult, but we're going to have dinner at the Castro Ranch, which is in Canutillo. You'll see performances with live horses and food, everything.
He's got a huge ranch.
Great stuff.
So we
corridas.
Corridas, yes. Music, all sorts of stuff. But we usually want people from this area region to come join us to our event. So I think this is special, you know, for everyone.
Explain what a corridas is. Everybody always asks, corridas. Explain what that is.
Songs.
Yeah.
Holly always talks about robust events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll have we won't just have a history lecture, but our lecture will break into opera, you know, and then we'll have slides. And so at the Castro Ranch, she found out that Omar Castro, who owns it, also sings corridas.
Oh, does he?
And Martha Vera, who's our honorary consul of Spain, of course, she knows a lot of the history of Oñate and the Spanish, but she also is a beautiful opera singer.
Yeah.
She also is a flamenco dancer. I mean, so we have all these multi-talented people. And so
Martha's amazing.
So she'll be there singing, I think, with Omar. Isn't that right,
yes,
Javier?
So the history of corridos is just a folk song that actually started during the Mexican Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually would be a tale of some revolutionary individual, you know, and these songs would be sent throughout Mexico, you know, and you would catch everyone singing these corridos.
Yeah, one thing we focused on here once in a while is the Mexican Revolution, and people say, well, that's not El Paso. Yes, it is El Paso.
It's
inherent in El Paso history. And if you don't know that, then sit around here and we'll talk about that. But then let's take a look at some of the equestrian pictures that we had.
Sure.
And Adair, you said this first one that was from H.W. Connolly. No, I'm sorry. That's not there. You go. Look at the first one that's up on. No, actually, Andrew, the one you have in preview.
And There He Was. That's the one.
And There He Was.
There
yes.
He Was.
There you go. That's the one. And that was...
Actually, it was. We need to correct that on in our collections, but it did belong to a man from Waco who was head of the UT Regents. His last name was Conley.
Oh.
But it now belongs to Jamie Clement, who was chairman of the board of the King Ranch for many, many years. So it's kind of fun to see where these paintings...
And look at the pictures going through there. Mm-hmm. These are all equestrians that Tom Lee did.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's amazing how detailed he was and put horses in different styles and different places.
That's a wonderful one of the revolutionarios mounting their horses.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from a childhood memory of Tom's, right, Javier?
Yes.
Well, he experienced the Mexican Revolution in his face.
First hand.
Remember? Yeah.
Those guys were in his house. He could hear, as a little boy, hear their spurs on the wooden floor downstairs.
Oh, they came in, those big Spanish spurs.
Peeked around the stairwell to see.
And in the oral history, it's funny because he always remembers when his El Paso arrested Luz Corral, Pancho Villa's wife. Pancho Villa was so angry and said that he had a reward for Tom Lee Mayer's head, you know, but
and the kids.
So
they had
Tom
to go.
Lee always remembers being escorted by police.
Oh yeah,
and a policeman lived school. In his living room for a while overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so Tom Lee, there's so many stories about Tom Lee and the Mexican Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
He heard the cannons firing up on Pill Hill right above his house, and he went up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was U.S. Army in 1920, 1919, mm-hmm. somewhere in there, was shelling the Juarez racetrack from Medical Center. And Tom went up there, and somebody let him look through some spy glasses. He told us that story on that video. And,
right.
and he said, I saw a guy killed. First guy I ever saw killed. Boom, boom.
Wow. That's right.
The artillery shell hit him.
Right. Right.
And immediately another guy ran out of nowhere and picked up that guy's rifle and kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, the vivid stories from firsthand, like, wow.
I know.
That was Tom Lee. So anyway, those are some of the horse pictures that we have here. And since the Tom Lee month is focusing on horses, what else can you tell us about? We need to take a break here in a minute or two. But what other thoughts have you on the horses? I mean, Adair, you're in the middle of this, obviously.
Well, it's such a wonderful theme. And even like in John Hauser's, we've just done a nice publication. And how he went up to the Upper Valley to these stables and found a Spanish barb-blooded horse to observe.
Oh,
you know, and how John Hauser, and working on that horse, I mean, he studied a mare's mouth. He said even, he called it the Sistine Chapel because Ethan's head was in this chapel of a horse's mouth.
Yeah.
The detail that someone like him went to, and that the detail that Tom Lee studied and observed in how you trained horses.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love particularly about that book, The Hands of Cantu, is you don't break a horse, you make a horse.
Oh.
And they did it not with spurs and with metal in a mouth, but with a hairy knot behind the soft part of a horse's chin. And he describes that, how you really train them to do what you want before you ever put a bit in their mouth, so that if you even used a hair and tugged on their mouth, they would respond.
Wow.
It's beautiful. There's a lot to learn about children and everything else in that book. I love Tom Lee Month. I'm going to be speaking about that book a couple of times because I reread them. And I always learn
find
more.
New,
so when people say, well, what else can you discuss? You know what? We're going to discuss what we did last week and discover more. You deepen it. It's so awesome. And that we are a horsey town.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes because we don't have big arenas, we don't think we are. But, you know, polo here, of course, with General Pershing, we're doing a polo match.
U.S. Cavalry.
The cavalry. Yeah. I mean, all of that, the way we train horses. And, we're going to do that horse event where we discover how Tom was interested in how they bred him.
It would be wonderful.
To get different results.
It would be wonderful to see the polo field rebuilt down just south below the officers' quarters there along the 54 freeway.
Mm-hmm.
If they could do that again, because that was an amazing area.
I went to one polo match as a little kid.
Wow.
They took me over. I remember seeing that.
And that's when the Mexicans really, I talked, they were invited by Pershing. And so they had a green field. Now we don't have a green field, but over there, they have beautiful. I'm dying to visit their polo field.
It was interesting. I need to take a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. You got more Facebook people?
Chris Martin just checked in. He's up in Lincoln County. Oh, He's Lincoln County, Nevada. Different Lincoln County. Threw me off. Like,
and Lincoln got around, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Andrew, let's see. That was me making a note. Linda Hart's listening in the car. We had a gentleman. Oh, Michael Janis is listening from Raleigh, North Carolina. So,
oh,
yeah,
there's a lot of people. By the way, I plan to go to Pepe's. I don't know who else may do that. If you guys are you're invited to come to Pepe's with us, if you wish. And if that's that good food, he's a sponsor, so we do that. But also, it's great food.
And it
great
is people.
Good. It is very good.
Yeah. Fabulous
good
stuff. All right. Thank you for doing the Facebook thing. Andrew, you ready to go? Back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Imagine a disease that can hurt any part of your body, like your joints, heart, kidneys. Your immune system becomes so hyperactive that it attacks instead of protects. That's lupus. You don't look sick, so no one knows you feel awful. You also may know someone who has it. Join us for Lupus Research Alliance's virtual Many One Can. Walk with us to cure lupus, October 2nd at noon. No one can cure it alone, but many one can. Visit walk.lupusresearch.org to register now.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru. Join me on The Travel Show every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. right here on News Radio 690 KTSM. And I'll tell you where to go and how to get there.
Your life, your hopes, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m. It's really none of our business, and it shouldn't be anyone else's. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A couple of minutes left in this segment here to let you know Rick Kern's music podcast is called Talkin' Rock Radio, and that's a lot about music history in El Paso. And his next episode is Stephen McClintock, an American singer, and you can go see him or talk to him or just look at his stuff, talkandrockradio.com.
Go to MissionDelRay.com or visit the new 12,000-square-foot showroom on Lee Trevino, Monday through Saturdays, 9 to 5. Bring your family and friends for El Paso's best souvenirs, unique gifts, and rustic decor. Shop Mexican Talavera, Native American artifacts, and thousands of Southwest and Western decor items. Or you can give them a call over there at 915-440-2140.
He's a local outlet for Dusty Henson's Saddle Blanket. Dusty went no retail anymore, and that's where you go to get the good stuff. But okay, he has a lot of jewelry.
Oh, he's got some amazing items that are, because I like the Northern Arizona.
He's got great stuff. And it's the whole history that he's got of where he came from. Anyway, Javier Segovia, what do you got? What do you convince everybody they should deal with Tom Lee Month personally?
Right. I'd like to encourage everyone to come out this year in celebration of Tom Lee Month. I think it's very important for everyone to be involved with the historical and fun events that we have this Tom Lee Month. Last year, as everyone knows, we were all settled in quarantine, and all of our events had to be broadcasted through YouTube Live or either Zoom, and everyone was at home in their pajamas watching. So I think it's important, you know, for all of us to gather again and finally be safe and enjoy these events together as a community.
And you got quite a few of them. Do you want to total up how many or just give us a quick summary?
Oof, I would say maybe it's 20 plus.
In the month of October.
Actually, we spread it out. We're still calling it Tom Lee season because it's branded. It's branded, but now we're, Holly and I laugh because we're saying Tom Lee season now because the events go into November and it extends into February, actually.
So. And the thing is, you have all kinds of things for family, children, and adults. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing.
Everything,
so you can encompass almost everything. There's something for everybody.
Well, talk briefly, if you don't mind, about how people and why people should learn El Paso history like this.
So I think it's very important. Regional pride is everything, and we're the El Paso del Norte region, and we're not just El Paso. And we're all connected, you know, that includes Ciudad Juarez, and there's just so much about us that makes us, you know. So we're such a unique experience, and we're probably the only city in this entire nation that's so connected to Mexico like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such a huge border city. It's so many culture mixes just besides Mexico.
Right.
So. Well, on a world stage, there's so many world-class things we're talking about here that other people don't know about.
Of course.
And through the Institute, that's starting to change a bit. The way you guys are doing it.
Right. But that's why I'm inviting people out, you know, for Destination Weekend. Come see what it's all about.
There's so many things about El Paso history that just stand out as unique. I mean,
of course.
The railroad city became 1881, but after that, it changed the whole city.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It went from adobe to wood and brick and, you know, on and on and on.
Right.
There's so many things like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first wooden house is now being restored down.
Where?
And down just south of the, it's down in
Chihuahuita.
No, it's not Chihuahuita. It's just south of the Civic Center.
This
is a young man. It's right on the edge of what they call Duranguito. He's dying.
Yeah.
He's dying for that multi-purpose
to the
center
stash.
To help him make it. He's right on the edge, so he's waiting. But Enrique.
Here comes the music, folks.
Now I'm there.
We're taking a break. These guys are going to keep talking. We're taking a break, and that's the way it goes.
See you after the news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's overland.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
If you were allowed